Polluted Beaches. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Few things are more beloved in the summer than a trip to the beach. It's a time to relax and take in the calming beauty of the sand and surf. If you enjoy swimming, however, you might want to consult the National Resource Defense Council's new Testing the Waters report. It found water quality at 10% of our nation's beaches is polluted enough to make us sick. The report drew conclusions from nearly 3,500 water samples taken from beaches on both coasts as well as the Great Lakes. 1 in 10 failed to meet the EPA's new standard for safe swimming water. The Great Lakes had the highest rate of polluted beaches, while perhaps surprisingly, New Jersey posted some of the cleanest beaches. The Great Lakes may be more susceptible because water doesn't circulate in lakes to the extent that it does in oceans. Stormwater runoff and sewage overflow are the main culprits behind unsafe beaches, causing some 3.5 million illnesses each year. Their effects are no joke. They pollute water with bacteria that can cause pink eye, stomach flu, hepatitis, and meningitis. Children are especially at risk because they tend to swallow water while swimming. Beachgoers should take precautions. Pay attention to swimming advisories and avoid going in the water after heavy rainfalls when runoff is most likely. And if you care about beach quality, stand up for streams and wetlands as they act as natural water filtration systems. The EPA is currently accepting comment on the new Clean Water Protection Rule. You can make your voice heard through October 20th. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio with script contribution by the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies.